Class 6, Physics, Chapter, Physical Quantities and Measurement. Good morning, children. In our previous chapter, we had discussed about matter and its states. In this chapter, we will understand how matter is measured in terms of mass, length, volume, etc. These quantities, which can be measured, are called physical quantities. The physical quantities that we would be learning about in this chapter are number 1, length, number 2, mass, number 3, time, number 4, temperature, and number 5, area. So let us take a closer look at these physical quantities to better understanding them. Number 1, length. Length is defined as the separation or distance between two points in space. The SI unit of length is meters, denoted by the letter M. For measuring the length of any object, we require to choose a proper measuring device. For measuring small lengths, we use a scale or long ruler. Whereas, for longer lengths, we use a flexible measuring tape. Number 2, mass. Mass is defined as the quantity of matter contained in a body. Mass is measured using a balance. The unknown mass of a body is compared with a known value mass. The SI unit of mass is kilogram, denoted as kg. Examples of some balances are the beam balance, the standard physical balance, and an electronic balance. Number 3, time. Time is defined as the gap between two events. The SI unit of time is second, written as S. Time is measured with the help of mean solar day, which equals to 24 hours. Number 4, temperature. The degree of hotness or coldness of a body is called temperature. A thermometer is used to measure the temperature of an object. Thermometers are of two types: a clinical thermometer and a laboratory thermometer. A clinical thermometer is used to measure the temperature of the human body, whereas a laboratory thermometer is used in science labs. The two common used temperature scales are Celsius, denoted by the degree sign with capital C, and Fahrenheit, denoted with a degree sign and capital F. Last but not the least is area. Surface area is defined as the measure of the surface of an object. The SI unit is meter square, denoted as m to the power of 2. So with that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you for listening, children, and have a great day ahead.